I can't do it. Okay. We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Right. Fucking thing sucks.
In 5, 4, 3.
Anyone claiming that America's economy is in decline is peddling fiction.
I've abandoned free market principles to save the free market system.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Raising the debt ceilings does not increase our debt. It does not somehow promote profligacy.
I know words. I have the best words. Nobody knows the system better than me, which is why I alone can fix it.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Peddling Fiction Podcast Live Edition. I am your host, the voice and soul of so-called fiction, Johnny Profita, and back with me, surviving the solar eclipse that was supposed to be the end of the world or something, is Justin Hillbilly Boy Campbell.
Or something, that's for sure. It was actually really, really cool here because we were in the path of the like total eclipse where it got dark for like 3 or 4 minutes, and like it was really cool. So the kids and I were like out in the yard, and I was working on stuff in the yard, and I got the grill going, and I grilled some burgers, and so we were like sitting out there eating and stuff when it started, and the girls had like the glasses, and they sat out there and watched it, and then they would kind of give us like updates. Me and my son were doing other stuff. We worked on the mower and other stuff, and while we were in the garage working on the mower, we came out, and I was like, it's like visibly darker. And you can feel that it's cooler. Like it dropped like 10 or 12 degrees outside when it started to get dark. Like it was really cool. And then once it started to happen, I was trying to like mow and do stuff, and the kids started screaming at me like, stop, this is a once in a lifetime event. Come watch it with us. So I went and sat down and watched it with them. It was incredibly cool. We were lucky. It was a beautiful, sunny, no clouds in the sky, like awesome day. And it was a lot of fun, especially for me doing it with the kids. And like, I know other people, you know, didn't give a shit and didn't get all excited about it. And I wasn't all excited about it, but doing it with the kids made it highly enjoyable.
Yeah. Well, that's good. It absolutely sucked over here too far south. I didn't see any eclipse whatsoever. It didn't get dark or anything. It just got dim. It was as if the sun went behind a cloud for about 10 minutes. And it was like, okay, it was a little weird because it's like, it's cooling down a little bit. It's sunny, but it's not as bright as it was 15 minutes ago. And yeah, I think the moon must have just been on the north side of the sun or something. I don't know. But there were some places in Mexico north of here that had that were in the path too, the full solar eclipse. It was dark. I was seeing all these cool videos and I was like, wow, this is, what a waste of fucking time this was for me. But I think it's worth the risk. I mean, yeah, you don't get to see those very often. So, yeah, I don't understand why people are like, oh, it's no big deal. I mean, it's still pretty cool to see something like that, I would imagine. There was one, I guess, in Chicago. It wasn't a full eclipse like 6 years ago or something.
I was going to say the last one was like 6 or so years ago, and it wasn't full, but yeah, it was kind of like what you were talking about. Like it was like it got a little bit, like somebody hit the dimmer switch just a little bit. And that was pretty cool. I was actually at work whenever that one happened. And so like we basically just shut down work and like everybody walked outside to kind of check it out. And it was fun and entertaining.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Doing things with the kids is highly enjoyable.
We'll get to that later in the episode.
Yeah. Yeah, we should clip that. That's pretty good.
speaking of some clips of people's takes on the eclipse, this one was pretty impressive.
Oh my God.
Those things together would maybe lead one to believe that, you know, either climate change exists.
That's
or something
point.
Is really
except
going
Earth
on. Returning.
Earthquakes are not at the mercy of climate change. It's underground. No. It can't. I don't
it,
think
it,
that's
it happens. And the eclipse, they've known about the eclipse coming because eclipses happen. And they actually can say when these things are going to happen.
It's impressive that she thinks that climate change is the eclipse and earthquakes are a result of climate change. And then the rest of the usually ultra woke panel corrects her. Like, when your take is that dumb that Whoopi Goldberg corrects you, like, it's time to yeah. just like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Well, this is news to me as well. I actually spent yesterday afternoon, I was repenting because of my whiteness causing all this climate change that we went over on the last episode. I just felt so bad. I just had to spend the entire afternoon repenting that this was all my fault. You know, all this colonization and everything, and just my whiteness was screwing up the block in the sun for 10 minutes. I beg your pardon, but yeah, that is wild. I don't think I've ever seen somebody get like woke corrected or whatever on that show.
Yeah, usually even as dumb as it might be, all the rest of them are just like, oh yeah, yeah. Tell it, girl. Tell it.
How do they decide where to draw the line on climate change ridiculousness? Like, oh no, that's too crazy of an idea. No, the white man causing it. Yes, obviously. Something because you took over this area 250 years ago, and you've just been kind of living there. You're causing all of the climate change. How come earthquakes aren't climate change related? Everything else seems to be. All these people dying now is because of climate change.
Did you see there was a Democratic congresswoman from New Jersey, I think it was, that said like she felt an earthquake the other day and it was the first time she had ever felt that. And obviously this climate change stuff is getting out of hand. And she said this on X or Twitter or whatever you want to call it. And she got community noted fast. It said, New Jersey sits on a fault line. Climate change is not, this is not the result of climate change.
I mean, as far as all of the climate change declarations go, an earthquake being caused by climate change is one of the least retarded ones. I mean, they're all pretty dumb, but it's like, at least that could like, I don't know, if you're like below that average IQ of whatever, what was it? 15% of people have an IQ below 80. Yeah, if you're down there, it's like, all right. I mean, it makes more sense than half of the other climate stuff you've heard.
I'm all right. So this one might
have
been
easier. Do we have the cicada clip?
Oh, no, I don't have the cicada. I've got Sheila Jackson Lee talking about how the moon...
Before we do that, let's see if we can find the... Yeah, I did hear her say that same, what's that lady's name? Sunny something?
Yeah, Sunny Houston, Sunny.
Yeah, I think it's just like that same clip, but a little longer, like maybe even just after she gets corrected on that or just before she's talking about, oh, how, like there's this confluence of things that just kind of suggest that the end of the world is near or something. See if you can find that. Although I will say, I mean.
Oh, here we go. I've got it. I found it. All right, hang on.
Leaving, we've got a solar eclipse. We've got the earthquake. Ran down the hallway.
The rapture is here.
The rapture's here. And then also I learned that the cicadas are coming.
Cicadas.
Although I love for the first time in like...
Cicadas. That might be the first time the views made me laugh.
I'm coming. The good cicadas but, and the bad cicadas.
But for the first time in many, many years.
No, every 17 years this happens.
Well, that's not what I read, but maybe, you know better. But
I would
say all those things together would maybe lead one to believe that, you know, either climate change exists.
There we go.
Something is really
going returning. Earthquakes are not at the mercy of climate change. It's underground. No.
It happens. The eclipse, they've known about the eclipse coming because eclipses happen.
Yeah. Clearly she read about it because if she was listening to something, she would have pronounced cicada correctly. Cicada. It does sound sophisticated, though. It's very, that's how the upper class describe bugs, the cicadas.
Whoopi corrects her and she goes, well, that's not what I read. Like, bitch, nobody believes that you read anything. You saw a headline somewhere. And Whoopi is both right and wrong. And I don't know if Whoopi went on to explain it more in depth. Like, there are cicadas that are on a 17-year cycle, and then cicadas that are on a 19-year cycle.
Oh, I thought it was 13. That's not what I read. I read 13.
I can't remember. Yeah.
I think it's
13 to 17. Anyway, so
dumbass.
Once every like 200 and some odd years, the 13-year and the 17-year cycle line up, and so you get all of the cicadas at once, and so that's this year.
So you're saying it's math, it's not climate change.
Yes.
It's that racist math that's doing it to her.
That might be why she's struggling with it so much. How long do you think she get, like even The View has a certain like threshold for how stupid you can be and they allow you to stay on the show. Like, how long do you think she gets to stay on the show after that?
Well, it looks like she checks a lot of boxes, so I'm guessing you get a lot of slack.
Probably being so.
A woman and a minority. And I don't know how much longer Whoopi's got. How old is Whoopi Goldberg? She's got to be like 60-something, right?
I'm pretty sure Whoopi's up in her 70s.
Jesus.
She was not young when we were in high school. So
no, because like when was Ghost? Like, she was
right.
Yeah.
Sister Act. I mean.
Oh yeah, Sister Act. Yeah. So yeah, she's got to be at least. I think she's probably at least 30 years older than me, right?
Got to be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know how much longer she's going to do this, but yeah, what a great show. Just classic.
can we hear Sheila Jackson Lee and the Moon
while yes, we're doing some
dumbass clips? This one might take the cake, I think.
And sometimes you've heard the word full moon. Sometimes you need to take the opportunity just to come out and see a full moon is that complete rounded circle, which is made up mostly of gases. And that's why the question is why or how could we as humans live on the moon? Are the gases such that we could do that? The sun is a mighty powerful heat that is almost impossible to go near the sun. The moon is more manageable, and you will see in a moment, or not a moment, you'll see in a couple of years that NASA is going back to the moon.
if you weren't watching that and she didn't sound like an older woman, if you were just reading the transcript, you'd think that was like a second grade book report on the solar system or something. The sun is very hot, almost too hot to get near. It's like, I think it's too hot to get near the sun. Like, it's too hot to just stand outside in the sun here for a couple of hours. Granted, black people don't have that problem, but I bet if they were a couple hundred miles closer to the sun.
Johnny, that's an urban legend. Black people have to wear sunscreen. Oh my gosh.
They don't get sunburn.
The moon is more manageable, and that's why in a couple years the NASA is going to be going. It's got to be because of the diversity hires. That's why NASA is going to be able to go back to the moon, because I have heard that they lost the math that they used to get, like, it's just gone. They lost the math that they used to figure out how to get to the moon. That's just gone. They lost it. Nobody knows how to do that math anymore. But there was also a series, like maybe on HBO or Showtime or something. There was a series a few years ago about all of these black women who were working for NASA that were actually the ones that came up with the math. So is DEI hiring in NASA going to result in us going back to the moon, because they're going to bring a whole bunch of black women in and they're just going to like black girl magic this shit up and we're off to the moon?
Magic. I did hear that was quite impressive in whatever movie that was. I think I accomplished just about anything.
Yeah.
Black Girl Magic it. I don't know, man. It's goddamn. Almost, yeah. That's, can we live on the moon? I don't think you want to live on the moon. Doesn't seem to be a whole lot out there based on the footage I've seen.
No. I mean, it's just a fucking rock. There's no water.
Right. Yeah. But the real question is, did we actually ever get there?
I mean, is space real at all?
Is the Earth round? Got a lot of questions. Maybe I wish we could ask The View.
I don't know if we would get any better answers than what we would come up with from just perusing Twitter for those.
Yeah. It almost made like, but imagine if you heard something that made sense on The View. Like instinctively, you just want to be like, all right, whatever they say is going to be wrong.
Yeah, that can't be right.
So if they say the Earth is round, I'm a flat earther.
It's more pear-shaped and hollow is my personal opinion.
Oh, God. Yeah. Well, we don't seem to be getting smarter as a country. I'll put it that way.
It's funny you bring that up. I've been in conversations all day with different people about like the Department of Education and whether or not it should exist, and also like standardized testing and stuff like that, and like talking a bunch about like what would we replace it with if we got rid of the standardized testing? And I'm like, nothing. You don't replace it with anything. Like, you take all of these state tests and you throw them out the fucking window, and then you go back to everything being like, how many credits do you have and what was your grade in your class? And like, actually make education again, instead of, because what happened was, you know, I guess, I don't know, we're the same age, so, and I don't know how it would have been for you further north. But like in Kentucky and in further in the South, a lot of the standardized testing stuff didn't really start getting pushed hard until like mid, early aughts, like 04, 05, 06, somewhere in there is when it really started. Like I graduated in 02 and nobody gave a fuck about the state standardized testing. In fact, my class actually fucked that up for our entire school. Because we gave so little fuck about the state standardized testing that we did collectively as a group so badly that the state started auditing the school to see what the fuck was actually going on.
Yeah, like, you told us that.
Oops, right. Well, you know, I guess apparently there is a line that if you do cross, at least at one time, if you cross that line, then it got attention. But like now, all these schools do is teach the test. Like that's... they don't actually teach anything like what we used to know as education. Now they just teach the test. So you learn how to take the test for the school so that the school can get funding. And then if you're going to take the SAT or the ACT or whatever to try to go to college, then you also have other classes that you take to learn how to take that test. And everything is just like how to take tests.
Yeah. And then you get to college and you choose a stupid, worthless degree. You go into debt to get it. You overpay for it because the government is now directly loaning money to people. Before that, they were guaranteeing the loans. And then you graduate. You have no appreciable skills. You're up to your eyeballs in debt. The government's created another dependent that they can count on your vote as long as they promise to relieve you of a fraction of this debt every so often. And you get the, the two generations below us. That's what you get.
Yeah, it's nuts. And then also you get to sit through a commencement speech like the one that Sheila Jackson Lee was giving and find out about the moon.
Dude, I bet the kids there had to like take notes on that. Hang on, let me write this down. The sun is hot. We can make it back to the moon, maybe. Yeah, it's, oh God. And it's just so frustrating to watch it keep happening over and over again. Joe Biden's been out there pounding the fucking pavement, so to speak. Elizabeth Warren has been tweeting nonstop about all this student loan debt forgiveness. He's got this new student loan debt program thing that he wants to do. Just so happens it's coming right before the election. I'm sure that's not a coincidence at all.
Oh, where did
pull up the Zero Hedge article? Joe Biden has a little clip in there.
Biden scrambles to buy votes with new taxpayer-funded student debt relief scheme.
Yeah, if you scroll down, there's a little bit. Yeah.
Day one, my administration has been committed to fixing the broken student loan system and making sure higher education is a ticket to the middle class, not a barrier. My administration has approved debt cancellation for 4 million Americans through various actions. And today, I'm announcing new plans that would cancel student debt for millions more. In total, these plans would cancel some or all student debt for 30 million Americans when combined with everything we've done so far. To find out how these plans may impact you, visit studentaid.gov.
Okay, so let's just recap what the government has done so far in the name of student aid, shall we? Because, I don't know, 50, 60 years ago, college was affordable. Nobody was taking out loans to go to college except, you know, the soldiers that were coming back from fucking Vietnam or something were bribed with it. But other than that, nobody needed loans to go to pay for college. And you didn't need to go to college to get your ticket to the middle class. You could be a plumber in the middle class, no problem, back in the 50s and the 60s before they started doing all this shit. Then, in order to buy votes, they promised student loans to people. You know, you shouldn't have to work a summer job or anything like that to pay for your college. You should get the summers off. You know, if school is so stressful, we'll give you a little bit of money. Well, you know, we'll guarantee these loans. We'll make sure that you don't have to work during the summer so you can relax and get ready for that next semester. And when you graduate and you get your job, the college, I think, was supposed to be a ticket to the upper middle class. That was like how you made it, like you became really successful, was a college degree. And of course, they diluted that. They debased it faster than they debased the dollar, which is quite a feat in and of itself. And yeah, that just kept spiraling more and more out of control. College gets more and more expensive. More and more people are getting the degrees. So the degree has less and less value, and the price continues to go up. And instead of just guaranteeing the loans, then they started loaning directly to the students. And now you have millions of students, apparently over 30 million students with unpayable debt. I mean, it's over $1 trillion in student loans. I think we went over that recently on the podcast, the national debt clock. So it's over $1 trillion. It's ridiculous. They have no chance of paying it back. So the government 100% took something that was not a problem, turned it into a problem. And now in the name of, you know, Joe Biden is committed to fixing the student loan problem, the student debt problem, by creating another thing, another aid program. Now you go to studentaid.gov and they forgive the interest that you haven't been paying. Or can you pull that, go through the article, because it lays out some of the details of it. I think most of it is just unpaid interest will get forgiven. I don't think any of the principal's being forgiven in this program, if I understand it correctly. But this is now the solution to, so there was no problem. The government created a problem out of nothing. And now they're creating an additional problem to solve the problem that they created. This is going to be ripe with moral hazard. Anybody that's paying off any, of course you wouldn't be paying off your fucking interest. Why would you? You're banking on them forgiving the debt. Anybody that pays off these loans at this point is a fucking idiot. You're a sucker. Stop paying it. It's going to be forgiven. That's the only way this guy can get elected.
The Biden administration on Monday announced new student loan plans that would give borrowers up to $20,000 in loan forgiveness for balances that have grown due to unpaid interest since entering repayment, regardless of income. The plan is aimed at those with runaway interest. For those who qualify for the Save IDR, or income-driven repayment, would have the full balance of their unpaid interest forgiven, which would benefit roughly 25 million Americans. What's more, the administration is also looking to provide automatic debt relief for those who qualify under the SAVE plan, a public service loan forgiveness program, and similar forgiveness programs, which have hit red tape when it comes to relief. So, like, he talked about all of these loan forgiveness that they've already done, but all of that stuff has run into snags. Like, I don't know that any of it has actually gone through to its fruition. And there's only a handful. We've talked about it before. There's only a handful of them that have actually stuck, and they'll say that it's going to help like 2 million people or 400,000 people or whatever. And then at the end of it, when you look at the, like, what it takes to actually qualify for it, only a small fraction of that actually qualify.
Right. Yeah. And I think that public service program is like, oh, come work for the government for 5-10 years and we'll forgive some of your student loans. It's like, yeah, right. That's what we need. So now, in addition to them, you taking their debt and putting it on the back of the taxpayers, now the taxpayers also get to pay them a fucking salary for doing meaningless fucking detrimental government work. Oh, thank you so much. Round of applause, please. Could you imagine them fucking this up anymore? Is it possible? I mean, if they really wanted to solve this problem, you have to stop giving the loans that are causing the debt. That's how you stop it. Just well, like, if we're going to forgive these loans, okay, fine. But stop giving them out too. Because if they're, for every loan that they're forgiving now, they're creating 5 or 6 more that are just going to be the exact same problem in 5 to 10 years.
Well, I'm like, okay, automatic debt relief for to pay the full balance of unpaid interest. Okay, so the balance of your
paying interest because of the COVID, the pandemic. Right.
The balance of your loan is still due, and you know, the unpaid interest is just going to start to accumulate again as soon as that's paid. So this doesn't actually solve any problem. It just it just pushes the problem down the road a little bit
for the next election.
Yeah.
4 years down the road, they'll accrue 4 more years worth of interest. And then that president will be like, hey, you know, we'll forgive your interest again.
But that's not how they're selling it. Like, they're selling it as just like wholesale, outright debt forgiveness. That's why you got Kamala. Well,
they're selling it to the American people.
Right.
The ones that are dumb enough to buy into this Ponzi scheme to begin with.
Selling it for votes.
Your loans will be completely forgiven, regardless of your income, and even if you did not graduate. So I'm going to repeat that. If you've paid undergraduate loans for more than 20 years or graduate loans for more than 25 years, those loans will be completely forgiven regardless of your income and even if you did not graduate. And forgiveness will be automatic for the vast majority of the 25 million people that we believe will benefit from this approach.
So there you go. You just don't pay your loan for 20 years and then they forgive it. Again, another indication that these loans are a really bad idea to begin with.
Well, like their target demographic for this stuff is younger voters, the ones who have recently graduated that can't find a job because they've got a useless degree and they're saddled with debt and they require such an exorbitant salary that nobody can afford to hire them. Like, that's who their target demographic is, but this doesn't actually benefit any of them. It's everybody who's like, you know, 50. Our age or older. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Who's been out of college for about, coming up on 20 years and they haven't been paying off any of this debt. And by the way, they gave them a fucking, like almost a 4-year break from the payments. And what happened to all that money? Well, it didn't go to paying down their debt. It didn't go to paying the interest. It went to vacations and buying shit on Amazon, inflation pushing up the prices of just about everything. So, yeah, bravo. They've really done a number on this one. And their solutions are just god-awful. God-awful. They're lying through their teeth. Even if they were telling the truth, these are horrible ideas. How much longer can this fucking thing go on? I mean, is any sane person considering sending their kid to college these days?
I am trying to convince my son to to either join the Carpenters Union or something else, like get into one of the trades and go into that straight out of school. My daughter wants to be a veterinarian, so kind of.
Yeah, you have to. Well, can't she do it like, well, she could at least do like the first 2 years at a community college or something.
Right.
And then do the actual, because that's the other thing. Like the first 2 years of college is a fucking scam. Right. It's all just remedial bullshit to rack up a, you know, 30, 40 grand in payments. So it's all just so ridiculous. But yeah, like that's how they get you with certain, you know, the sciences and things like that. You have to get the degree. But man, anything else, I mean, I'm struggling to think of anybody I know that's using their college degree.
I'm not.
No. And dude, everything I do now is stuff that I learned how to do from other people, basically online, paying, you know, maybe a couple $100 for a course, you know, a couple $100 a month to get like one-on-one coaching. Or it was free fucking content just put out there, and you just put in the time. It's unbelievable, like, how antiquated this model is, and we're just clinging to it. Joe Biden thinks it's your ticket to the middle class now. Like I said, it used to be your ticket to the upper class. Now maybe it's your ticket to the middle class if the government can fix the problem. How they ruined your ticket to the upper class. They completely fucking ruined it. And now not only is it not a ticket to the upper class, it's a barrier to the middle class. And they're trying to remove the barrier. So that's going to work out real well. I mean, the government's really good at fixing problems. That's the one thing I've noticed in 40 years on the fucking planet.
Well, and the reason that all these young people aren't paying their student loans off is because they're too busy splurging on...
oh God, yeah, this is great. And I saw this, I was like, Jesus Christ, dude. Yeah, mission accomplished. Joe Biden is essentially running on, yes, like, the economy's great, you're just an idiot, you can't see it. It's so great that, yes, we have to forgive your loans, and yeah, if you splurge, it's at the grocery store. Read the headline. I don't, for those that aren't watching the video.
Millennials and Gen Z's trendy new splurge, groceries. Groceries are the hottest new splurge category for Gen Z and millennials. I saw the article the other day, and I glanced through it real quick and then just closed it because I thought it was so ridiculous. I should have saved it. I need to pull it back up because it's just so fucking insane that, like, they're acting like buying anything that's not just like basic bread and milk that you're splurging. Like, why are you spending money on food that you don't actually like need for pure
crust? The avocado toast that they're springing for.
You could just eat the bugs and not have to buy all this like organic.
I mean, dude, imagine writing that headline. The new trend is the splurge on groceries. Like, yeah, you get an extra fucking chicken breast or something at the store. You're really fucking living high on the hog.
I thought Business Insider used to be all right, but I've been seeing several articles from them that are borderline fucking insane lately. I've got one of them queued up that I was going to do a... there it is. The death of the nuclear family. Like, why it's good that the nuclear family is going away. Like, holy fucking shit. Like,
yeah. I mean, it's just been so detrimental to mankind.
Right.
It's only gotten us to where we are today.
Right.
Yeah. I think, literally, like, who are the people writing these? Do any of them come from, like, an intact family? Because anybody that has a good family is like, holy shit, the nuclear family is a wonderful thing. And they all tend to be relatively successful and happy. They have a support system. They have a safety net to fall back on that's not the government. If something does go wrong, you know, they're in an accident or something or whatever, they lose their job. Like, you can lean on family for that. It's like, who are these fucking, I mean, they're all just from broken homes. And I think they're just jealous and they're trying to look for a justification for why the life that they're leading is beneficial by some regard. It's so ridiculous, dude. Yeah, the nuclear family.
Well, and like the hoops that they jump through and like the mental gymnastics that they do to justify why all of this like just blatant degeneracy is actually a good thing and why you're some sort of a fascist for thinking that it's not. Like, it's yeah. Like it makes 1930s Germany start to make a lot of sense.
I wonder what passed for crazy in 1930.
Right.
Good God.
You know, it's probably something similar to what we're seeing come out of our mainstream media.
Man, I'm going to go splurge on some groceries. I mean, the sad thing is that is fucking splurging now. Groceries are ridiculously expensive.
I guess I splurge all the time because I love me some gummy bears. I be buying gummy bears all the time.
I do love gummy bears too. It's a fucking problem. I don't buy them because it's like that big of a goddamn problem. That's the only way I can control that level of snacking is to just not have it around.
See, I miss pre-COVID when we had a grocery store in town that just had these like giant bins of different candy, and you just get the scoop and like just divvy out as much as you want. Like you just weigh it up and tie on it with what the item number was and take it up, and they just drop it on the fucking scale and charge you by the pound and I'd buy like 4 pounds of gummy bears at a time. I didn't give a shit. I miss that because now they've got the pre-portion like half pound or 1 pound bags, and I'm like, I don't want to buy 4 bags and I look like a fat ass. I want it all in one bag, and then I don't feel
yeah. Yeah, then it looks like you have a problem. There used to be this, like, it was like a 3 pound bag or something of the Black Forest gummy bears. You could buy it on Amazon. I never did because I was like, dude, I can't do that. I can't do that. I can't be that guy. But I wanted to like a bunch of times. They had it at like a store too. I think I got it at a store one time. Like me and my buddy got it. It was just fucking.
Well, and you know, at least our like, you know, white male privilege problem is we like to splurge on gummy bears or just eat gummy bears or have to fight off the urge to eat gummy bears. Apparently other dudes have got a whole different kind of a fetish that they're into. Men punching random women in New York City. A desperate last gasp of the male rage fueling MAGA. This might be the second most retarded article I've ever read from Salon. Oh God, Salon's had some dingers, man. I've done episodes on. I like to do episodes reading Salon articles just because they're so fucking insane. Like, it's hard to believe that this isn't a satire site.
Yeah. So I don't know if are you familiar with these stories of these chicks getting punched in New York? It's been happening for like a couple weeks now.
Yeah. Apparently, like, random dudes are just walking up and wailing on chicks for no apparent reason.
Yeah, and I'll a little spoiler alert. They're not MAGA guys. They're not MAGA guys. They ain't white. They're not Jewish. They're not even Mexican. MAGA. Yeah. Get the fuck out of here. Like, first of all, they caught one of the guys has been caught. And of course they're, you know, they have like 50 priors. They've been in and out of prison for the last like fucking 20 years. They're out on no bail, out on probation, all this shit. If they catch him. But if they don't, like all these like women, they'll do like these TikTok videos or whatever. Like, yeah, I was just walking on the street and I got punched in the face. Yeah, it's some fucking crazy black dude going around punching chicks.
Well, they go out MAGA. Of their way at the beginning of the second paragraph to say women report being assaulted by men of different races and ages. Except
bullshit. The 100%
videos,
bullshit.
Right, the videos do not back that at all. Like they're generally a particular race in a relatively tight age bracket. Like,
You know for a fact, if it was white men, that they'd be plastering that all over. I mean, look how much trouble we get into when we're not doing anything. I'm responsible for climate change all of a sudden. I'm just sitting here. It's my fault that there's earthquakes. Could you imagine if I was going around punching people randomly? It would be, you know, plastered across all of the legacy media. But instead, it's just, oh, woman was punched by an unknown assailant. And that tells you everything you need to know.
And then they twist it around and start talking about Jordan Peterson and Donald Trump and how right wing men don't like that Taylor Swift has cats, or like that it becomes, the further you get into this article, the more fucking insane it becomes. It's impressive. Like, I don't know how you write this. Like, cause you and I both write on Substack some, and like, there's a pretty linear way of, you know, going about writing an article and looking at stuff. And, holy shit. Like, how do you get from TikTok videos of black dudes in their, you know, early 20s, just decking chicks to, it's Jordan Peterson's fault and right wingers don't like Taylor
Swift. Cause he told you to clean up your room. Yeah. I just sent you like a compilation, or it's got like four little short videos. This is the first time I heard about that. And it was a couple of weeks. It was back in March. It was back towards like the middle of March where I first started hearing about this.
Here we go.
You guys, I was literally just walking and a man came up and punched me in the face. Oh my God. It hurts so bad. I can't even talk. Literally, I fell to the ground, and now this giant goose egg is forming, and I'm like, you just got punched in the face walking home. I was literally, like, leaving class. I turned the corner, and I was looking down, and I was looking at my phone and, like, texting, and then out of nowhere, this man just came up and hit me in the face.
I literally just got punched by some man on the sidewalk. He goes, sorry, and then punches me in the head. Holy fuck, what the hell just happened?
So last week I was assaulted in New York City, as you can kind of see. Here with my black eye. If you know me, you know that this isn't really something I would typically publicly talk about, but I just feel like this is something that women need to be more aware of. I was on my way to work and it was probably 10 a.m. And as I was crossing the street, a man looked at me and within a split second pointed two fingers at me in a gun symbol and then slammed a bag, plastic bag full of God knows what, down on my face from about a foot away, and I fell onto the ground. I'm assuming the man just walked or ran off. I wasn't really in a state to know what was going on. The bag was so heavy that it felt like bottles or cans, but I didn't ever look to see what was in it.
Yeah, there was another older Mexican lady that got decked, and dude, it looked like he broke her jaw. Like her jaw was like wired shut or something when she was trying to talk for the interview. And her brothers or something, like it was right outside of her brother's restaurant or something like that, and they kind of ran after him. The assailant they described doesn't really fit the MAGA stereotype, you wouldn't think. They tend to overwhelmingly vote Democrat. 95% actually, last time I checked.
Yeah, her
it was a black man.
I gave a description in the other videos comments, but it was a black man wearing a light gray hoodie, probably no taller than 5'10", shortish hair. Don't remember much else about his face.
Yeah, and then there was another, I was just trying to look for it, I guess I didn't bookmark it, but they got one of the guys, and there's like two or three other videos of him just like harassing women on the street, just going up to women and just like harassing them, being a dick. So yeah, MAGA country once again. Those maggots are at it again, ruining the streets for poor old innocent women. Okay. It's unbelievable, man. It's unbelievable. And by the way, these women probably fucking voted for this. So, like, I don't know how bad I feel for him, but yeah. I don't know if it isn't the consequences of my own actions. Yeah. Right upside the head.
Well, I mean, and all this stuff happens in these liberal cities that don't pursue crime, that don't prosecute crime, that don't do anything to prevent or dissuade crime. It's fucking free for all.
The last dude that tried to stop a crazy dude
is now in jail.
Is in fucking prison now. So yeah, you prosecute the guys that are actually trying to save women, and you let the ones that are going around decking them run around scot-free. What did you think was going to fucking happen? I mean, this is bonkers. It's ridiculous.
I mean, I guess it could be worse. You know, instead of just getting punched in the face, you could have them like just literally steal your house.
Why can't you just change the locks?
Oh, I will be arrested instantly.
They turned off the hot water and then reported that they had no hot water. It's a $250 fine per day, up to $15,000, punishable by 5 years in jail.
So here you are. You have to pay the upkeep of the house.
Right.
Not getting any rent?
I'm not getting any rent, and I'm paying the gas and electric every month.
Four stories repeated over and over and over again by irate and often unwitting property owners. Worry lines marking their faces, who came to City Councilwoman Vicky Palladino's office desperately seeking help. Hong Chen has spent thousands trying unsuccessfully to get the squatters out of this home in Maspeth. John Sokran, using his pension money for expenses on this College Point home, he hoped would provide retirement income. And Susan Mascara, who has used up her savings paying for 7 years of upkeep on this Bayside home she inherited from her mother.
I'm in debt. My credit cards are pretty much maxed out.
That's all in New York, by the way, for those that aren't watching the video. Is New York worse than California at this point?
I mean, they are giving each other a run for their money. I guess it would depend on the part of California and the part of New York, because like Northern California and upstate New York, or
like New York City and LA.
Yeah.
Which one you want to be in.
Right. And I mean, and then New York City or San Francisco, like which one of those is worse? Like,
yeah. I mean, dude, this has gotten so bad. It's gotten so fucking cartoonishly ridiculous that John Fetterman is on the right side of this. It was amazing. This is when the level of retardedness is too retarded for an actual retarded person.
This is crazy. Fetterman tears into squatters' rights laws, soft on crime policies. Senator John Fetterman has blasted the idea of squatters' rights, questioning the laws that allow interlopers on a property to claim ownership over its rightful owner, calling it a case of just breaking the law.
Scroll down a little more. He's got like a couple other great quotes. Read the bold
it's
thing.
It's wild that if you go away on a long trip for 30 days and someone breaks into your home and suddenly they have rights. This is crazy.
Yeah.
Squatters have no rights, according to Fetterman.
It's amazing. Like, only some fucking liberal academic could come to a conclusion like that, that it just makes sense that they have rights. And Fetterman, like, God bless him, his brain is so damaged that he's smarter than an academic, a liberal academic.
What's really crazy about it is, like, as Fetterman has started to say things that are, like, you know, reasonable, now they're saying he's, like, becoming more right-wing on this stuff and everything. Like, just having a common sense, not batshit fucking crazy take on something is now like ultra mega alt-right fascism.
Like, dude, do they really have this lack of an understanding for human behavior? Like, look at the behavior you're encouraging. Punching people on the street, no repercussions. Robbing stores, no repercussions. Assaulting people left and right, no repercussions. Stealing houses, no repercussions. Well, you're just going to get more of that. Obviously, if you can just walk into somebody's house and sit there for a day, claim it as your own, when you've created an entire two, three generations of people that can't afford to buy anything, well, they're just going to do that. And if you let these fucking people out of prison, the 13th, 15th, 18th, 23rd time they've gotten arrested, you just let them go, put them back on the street. Well, they're going to keep doing fucked up things. Like, this is, dude, it's so basic. Imagine if it was just any other animal and you were just like, okay, like, you know, you get a new puppy or something. Do you let it just piss and shit all over the fucking house? Or do you encourage the proper behavior so that they're well-behaved adult dogs that don't piss and shit all over the house? If you give him a treat every time he takes a dump on the kitchen floor, he's going to keep doing it. In fact, he's going to do it more often. Jesus. This is ridiculous. Fucking idiots, man.
Yeah, the rights that these progressive liberal states and cities are constantly pushing out for legitimate criminals. Like, it's absolutely insane. Like,
if law-abiding people, they don't want you to have any rights whatsoever.
Right. If you are a law-abiding, just, you know, common sense citizen, you are at a massive disadvantage in today's, like, society.
Yeah. And that's the way it should be. We like to promote criminal behavior and punish law-abiding, tax-paying citizens. Yep. Makes sense. Sounds like a perfect formula for a wonderful country to live in.
That's standard retard.
Yeah.
It could only be outdone by socialism, I believe. I know you probably have like a soft spot in your heart for this video.
Final question to you, Professor Wolf. Under your system of worker cooperatives, would I still get my PlayStation 5?
Absolutely. You'd have to struggle a little bit for it. You'd have to talk to your fellow workers. You'd have to talk about the distribution of income. You'd have to compare your desire for PlayStation against all the other interests of all the other people. It wouldn't be something you worked out on your own with your particular boss. In any way, would have to be a democratic decision. You'd have to come to terms with that the way you do with democratic decisions now in our society to the extent that we have them.
Dude, I don't know how much more of this stupidity I can take in one goddamn podcast.
How do you get your PlayStation 5 under democratic socialism? Well, everybody's got to agree that
You deserve one or something based right. on all this ridiculous shit. Well, first of all, here's a problem. Who's going to fucking make the PS5? Who's going to create it? Because that apparently, like, what? It's not even going to exist. So this is the question is moot because there will be no PS5s. That's why there was nothing ever created out of socialism other than misery and death and destruction.
Legos.
You don't create anything. Good God. Oh yeah, we'll just get together. Every time you want to buy something, you have to get a democratic vote. How's that gonna work? How many people get a say in this?
Is it good for the society for us to make a PlayStation? I don't know. Yeah. The reason that you have to vote on whether or not it works is because somebody's probably going to starve in order for that to happen. Like, you're having to give up food production in order to make the PlayStation. Right.
So. Well, and there's only so many PS5s to go around because we're not producing anything.
Right.
So they've taken that pie that we could easily grow through free market capitalism and create an abundance of everything. Or we can stop producing everything, freeze it where it is right now, and come up with democratic ways of divvying it up. That's going to work out. I mean, just better than New York, I think, right at the moment. I mean, it would be better than that. It would be better than the, you know, the student loan issue, better than California. It's progressive. It's just got success written all over it. Unbelievable. So apparently it's not absolute. He said, absolutely, you'll get your PS5. Well, no, not absolutely. Not if 51% of the people decide you don't deserve it for whatever reason. What are the grounds for voting on that? I don't like that guy. I don't want to have a PS5.
Right. This is why democracy is doomed to always fail, because at some point it's at the whim of people who are not qualified to make decisions on their own life, much less anybody else's.
Right.
And in socialism, it's a direct conflict of interest. If this guy gets the PS5, then I don't get one.
And not only do I not get one, but not only do I not get one, but the labor that went into making that could have gone into something that would have been beneficial to me. So, like, not only am I not getting a PS5, I'm also not getting something else that I otherwise would have gotten. It's like,
yeah. Some, I just can't imagine being so goddamn stupid that these ideas make sense to you. That doesn't even sound like a lot of socialist stuff sounds like sing-songy and like kind of plausible. That is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. Can I get a PS5? Oh, yeah, sure. We just have to vote on it. What?
And it goes back to what we talked about earlier about the about public education being complete and total bullshit.
Good God. Yeah. Like, man, that just sounds like, even if that was like, it just sounds like such a pain in the ass, too. Every time you want to buy something, you got to vote on it. The world's just going to be at a fucking standstill. I wanted to have fucking pizza today. Can I do that?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's got to vote. Everybody's got to vote on it. You fucking idiots, man. What else we got?
That ran through the list.
I did see one more. Like, I don't know what this is, dude. It just came up in my feed. I don't know if we should do this right now or not. Did I bookmark it? I did. It's only good on video. It looks like some sort of domestic dispute inside of a car.
Oh.
Did you see that?
I did. It's the chick is like doing some sort of like video thing where she's driving and talking and stuff and doing like little hand movements and dances. And then she keeps like hitting the dude in the face. Like, and then he just beats the shit out of her and throws her out of the car and then drives off.
Is that yeah. Should we watch this?
Oh, God. Let's see if
this is justified.
We must follow the same accounts. This is.
Hi, Sarah. How are you? How are you, Sarah? And, you know, different sentences that he.
Sarah, I'm sorry about this.
Don't talk. Don't fucking talk.
Idiot.
Yes, Sarah, we're really sorry about this and sending him your way today. So don't worry. But yeah, so. Yeah, he's coming. Don't worry, he's coming home.
She's just like almost broke my nose. She's
gonna
get arrested.
No, you're fine.
Fuck you, cunt.
Next
time, people touch me, I'll fucking dick. You understand? You understand, cunt?
Hey,
Sarah, hang up. These idiots. She posted your fucking number in her cancer Discord, and I was just being polite. Yeah, touch me, and I fucking dick your dumbass bitch. I'll fucking dick you.
Is this real?
Yes.
As a woman,
the dumb cunt, Sarah, the dumb retard in the middle of a street.
Can you please do me that under from the chat?
She's a fucking insane person. She's a fucking 50-year-old dumb cunt in the middle 15? Of the street dancing.
Yeah. Yeah, Sarah, I heard you had a kid when you were 16. That's what he told me about you.
Yeah, she had
and he
a
said
kid.
You're a dumb Mexican.
I said she's
and
a dumb Mexican.
And he said you keep showing up. And he says you won't stop texting him. But I saw what? The text. It's the same shit.
Can you answer?
Yeah, what's up?
I'm so sorry.
Please let me go. Babe, please let me go. Oh, please, I'm so sorry.
sorry.
Is this fake?
This looks fake. It's hard to tell because a lot of times this shit is staged, but I don't know if this is staged or not. She hit his ass pretty hard.
Yeah, it looks pretty aggressive to be staged. Another car pulling up.
She's like walking around. She just got in a vehicle that was coming by somebody else. A man down, back in the car, and he just threw her phone out the window.
Okay.
So I saw some follow up to this, and apparently she got arrested.
Oh, good. That was ridiculous. I've never understood why women just think that they can smack you around with no repercussions whatsoever.
She got
arrested. Is she on mug shorties?
Probably.
She looked pretty hot and crazy. So got mug shorty written all over. And that dude looked like he had problems. I don't know. He looked a little Down syndrome-y. But yeah, that's wild. Dude, she just smacked him right upside the head, hit him a couple more times. I don't know. But I don't understand what you think is going to happen. Like, he's just going to sit there and take it? Dropping some hard C's on her too, man. Oh, those toxic relationships, dude.
Yeah, social media is a fucking cancer.
Yeah, it really is. So what was the, I didn't read the charge on that mug, on that rap sheet there. Did it say?
I thought it was battery. Hang on. Let me go back. Well, shit. Where did it go? Yeah, they got her for battery.
And he didn't get anything for retaliating, huh?
Not that I can see. I'm scrolling and looking, and I don't. Just looks like they picked her up.
I mean, honestly, she got off kind of easy. Like, all he did was pull her hair, dragged her out of the car. I don't know. I mean, like, remember, like, what? Who was the dude in the elevator? The football player?
Ray Rice.
Yeah. It's like, dude, you get a real man, like a big fucking burly man in there. You're smacking him in the face. Like he could knock you out. He could rearrange some of those brain cells you got. Not that I condone that, but I'm always just amazed that they just, like, women just think that they're going to do that and there's not going to be anything. And as soon as this, remember how quick she was to apologize?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. I won't do it anymore. 2 seconds before that, she's like, I'll smack you across the face as many times as I want. And the second he fights back a little bit, now it's, I'm so sorry. Yeah, a little late for that. The third time you smacked him upside the head, I think that was about it. Oh, did you see that other video that's been making the rounds? That dude that stabbed a bunch of people in the river in Wisconsin?
Uh-uh.
That was fucking crazy.
Save that one for Friday. That sounds like some good Friday stabby stab.
Yeah, I guess so. That's going to trial. I can tease it a little bit since we're coming up on time. But they're doing some like lazy river floating thing, some river in Wisconsin, and there's a bunch of teenage kids, you know, just being kind of jerk off boys, and they start taunting this one guy, and then they get a little physical with him. They knock him down. They smack him around a little bit. And yeah, dude, he pops up with a little knife. And yeah, it's game over for at least one dude. So it's, the video is kind of hard to watch. It's like really bad camera work. And it's really loud and obnoxious. But yeah, the first time I was watching, I was like, what the fuck is this? And then I realized that, I think he stabbed like 5 people in this fucking river, dude. So we'll see. Friday we'll do another, Is This Justified? Maybe that should be a segment. I think that they do something like that on the, on the Legion of Skanks podcast. You ever listen to that? It's like, who's most justified? It's always like, yeah, it's always like some dude beating a woman or like some crazy situation where like it's probably not justified in any scenario, but of the three videos or whatever, you got to choose which one's the most justified.
So I like hypotheticals like that where there's no right answer, so you just have to pick the least wrong answer.
Right. Yeah, something like that. I don't know, maybe we'll steal their segment. This is a very successful podcast. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, I guess that'll do it for today. My brain just hurts thinking about how stupid everything was this episode. My God. From the solar eclipse on down to your PS5 under socialism. Good grief. You got anything going on this week?
What was that article from Business Insider that I talked about earlier? The death of the nuclear family.
Right. Yeah.
Sometime either tomorrow or Thursday, depending on how my nights at work go, I'm going to sit down and go through that whole article. It's pretty fucking nuts. So I was going to do a stream sometime either tomorrow or Thursday going through that, but that's about all I got going on right now. I'm in my midweek rotation and it's hard to do anything. Like, it's cool to have weekends off, but also like working Monday through Friday kind of fucking sucks. I don't know how people do it normally.
Yeah. I don't know how you do half the shit you get done, to be perfectly honest. But you did miss the happy hour last Friday.
Oh man. I heard that it was entertaining. I couldn't do it. I had about a grand total of 45 minutes worth of power naps in the truck while Stephanie drove us around to all the bullshit that we were taking care of on Friday. I couldn't do it. I had to go to bed.
No, it was fine. But yeah, there was a blast from the past in there showing up. Hadn't seen her in years, I think.
Nice.
Probably been a couple of years, maybe 2 years or something. I don't know. At least one. So yeah, it was good. It was good to see some people there. Had a lot of fun. We won't do it this Friday, but we'll do it next Friday. So you can subscribe, become a paying subscriber to the Substack. We'll get you into that. Link to it in the description. And other than that, we'll be back on Friday, right?
Yep.
To do this all over again. Until then, you know what to do. Just keep on peddling that so-called fiction. Peace.